Well, good morning. 7:40 a.m. 1:14. January 1st. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. 2014. Let me get this back in my pocket before I drop it. So it's cold. It's not real cold. It's like 35. And snowing. It was just spitting snow when I left the house. It's coming down pretty good right at the moment. It's kind of nice. Festive. It hasn't built up on the sidewalks yet, so it hasn't really affected footing. Except in a couple of places. It's interesting. You know, most of the sidewalks are still not covered. They're wet. Some places are even dry. But in others is a corner I'm coming up to right now where there's actually a little bit of dusting of snow across the top. So I've been sort of on hiatus again. December was one of those months. I have them periodically. It was a couple of days where, particularly after Christmas, I slept a lot. I was sleeping in until 7. By the time I got my eyes open and my brain functioning, it was sometimes after noon. And before I realized, I was still sitting there in my pajamas, sort of numbly staring. So, yeah, I have to get a better grip. This is January 1st. It's technically New Year's resolution time. And my goals for the year, I've been pretty clear about. Write 6 new books, publish 6 books in 2014. That'll give me 16 books published. Yeah, along the way, I got to do some audio work. Along the way, I've got to do the paperbacks. Along the way, I've got to do some other stuff. But basically, the big goal is write and produce 6 new books this year. Well, write 6 new books and produce 6 books, 3 of which are already with editors, so with any luck, I'll be getting those back, and those will be the next 3 books I publish. I will publish no more than 1 a month. If I get all 3 back in January, I'm not going to publish 3 books in February. That's just crazy talk. And to begin with, I have to go through and do all the editing and accept or reject the editing suggestions and evaluate all the editing suggestions and see whether or not anything in the editing requires rework. But for the most part, since I've already podcast all but Ravenwood, all but Hermit, the editorial suggestions are probably going to be pretty minor. Hermit is getting boffo response from the editor. She really likes the book, so yeah, woohoo! She's a new editor for me. She's an experienced editor, but one that I have been impressed with in watching her social media interactions, and so I approached her to do this book and gave her what she needed in terms of timeline. She's expecting to get that book back to me by the middle to the end of January, which means if nothing else, I'll have the Tanith Fairport trilogy complete. And I really like the way that it's worked out. I think Tara Lee has read it, was reading over my shoulder as I was writing it, which I you know, having people look over my shoulder while I'm writing is not really a new thing, because I quite frequently have alpha readers who are after me for the next chapter and the next chapter and the next chapter. So next is Cape Grace, and I have to write 5,000 words. Supposed to write 5,000 words today. I have to write 5,000 words today. I don't know if I'm actually going to get 5,000 words. I have to get some words, but 5,000 is the goal. 10,000 words, 10,000 words, 50,000 words by the 10th, 100,000 words by the 20th, or finished manuscript. And I'll accept finished manuscript anything 80,000 or better. So if I get 18th, it's a completed story, then it'll give me some time to go back through and do a second draft and look at it to see if there's things that need to be buffed up and stuff before I send it off to a fourth editor. I hope she's still going to be available. I'll have to get in touch with her, let her know I'm writing a book, ask her if she can take it in February. South Coast, Cape Grace, half share. With Cape Grace, it's been tough. It's been very difficult for me to find the handle on the beginning of the story. The story is basically about how Sarah Krug was forced to leave the planet. And the story that she told in half share is that her father was bullied into marrying her off by a guy who beat her. And so I've started trying to write this book about four times, five times, six times. I don't even remember how many times. And I've got all these little pieces about how Sarah was born and her mother was killed. Died in childbirth, which is one of those oddities that is in this universe, because these are not starship people. These are fishermen. These are people who live in what would be modern day Earth, would be in a lot of ways highly advanced, and in other ways extremely primitive. And while they have auto docks, and they have all of these medical advances, somehow Sarah Krug's mother died in childbirth. Or at least that's the story. Of course, it doesn't have to be the story. It could just be the one that Sarah believes. One of the themes that's sort of amusing, that too, I hope, but emerging in the books is that, in all my books, is that the story isn't really the story. The story is only what the characters think the story is. And so it's like point of view. It's like point of truth for point of view. If the point of view is truthful, then the story is truthful for that point of view. Even though it may be total bollocks. It may be completely off the rails. It may be completely unbelievable to anyone looking on. But to the people who are in the story, it's the reality. And so the challenge is how to make it appear logical that those people believe in reality. Monk Paul, how you been? The snow is picking up. I'm glad I didn't wait any longer. Oh, that was the other thing that was happening. It was between shoveling and being sick and... Yeah. I have a lot of excuses. I think it was Tara Lee who pointed out that when I first started out, I was walking along and talking, and you could hear the sleet rattling against my hood as I walked, so I've sort of wimped out lately. Oh, it's not sunny, I'm not going out. No, I can't do that anymore. It's raining, and I'm probably not going to walk in the rain. Snow, light snow, this isn't bad, actually, in terms of walking. I don't have Endomondo running. I had to reboot my phone on the fly. So Endomondo was running, but my phone was being very poopy. Speaking of my phone, it's getting kind of wet. I have an OtterBox, so it doesn't really matter. I'll try to keep it as dry as possible. But it was clearly having trouble keeping up with the demands I was making on it, which is almost nothing, which meant I needed to reboot. So I shut it off and turned it on, everything smoothed out. Life is good. Oh, here's another one of those places where the snow has covered the sidewalk. It's a bit greasy. Oh, we won't be slipping and falling. 61-year-old bones would not appreciate falling on this hard, frozen, wet, snowy ground. So, yeah, she's forced to leave the planet because her husband beat her. And she married him because her father pressured her into it. Because the bully convinced him that he should. And yet, I'm not sure that's... In fact, I know that's not the real story. It has never been the real story. It has never been the real story. It's the story that Sarah perceives as true, but which is in fact false. And that has always been the case. It has always been the case that it has been false, that he did not pressure her, that he was not pressured by the bully, that he did not force her to marry him, that was... I won't say a fabrication, but that was a difference of perception. That has always been the case. And so one of the dichotomies between what people expect after having read Half Share and the friction that sets up once they actually meet Otto Krug, Sarah's father, in Cape and South Coast, it's quite a dichotomy. How can that gentle soul be responsible for this? And the answer is, it's complicated. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's going to go into this book that I'm really looking forward to putting in this book. Oh, I just had a huge insight into the first of Seeker books. I've got a plan for the Seeker Smuggler books. They're gonna run more or less side by side. They're not gonna be exactly chronologically contiguous. But the two lines, Seeker and Smuggler, will come together in the first book of the series that comes after these six. So I guess that would be March of 2015. Oh, Christ. I can't write these stories fast enough. Yeah, have a little snow. Thanks, I have some. It's really coming down now. I am glad I didn't wait any longer. I was kind of waiting for it to get enough light so I could see, but I was kind of hoping for a sunrise picture. I haven't seen the sunrise in... Jeez, I haven't seen the sunrise in weeks. Well, Boxing Day I went out, but it wasn't terribly early. But here we are, 2014, January 1, 1114. This is so frustrating because I have these two books that I really want to write, and I have to write Cape Grace. I have to. Geesus. Good morning, Geesus. I have to write it. I need to get it off my plate. I have to have a cover for it. I've got to find a cover artist. I wonder if Steve Covenants is still. If he'll write me a cover for it that matches South Coast, the same style. Oh, it's also Milk Day. He delivered on New Year's Eve. Bless his heart. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. In fact, it'll be the 2nd of January, 2014. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.